Oh, wow.
I'm Derek Beaver, president of LSBD.
I'm Mary Gorman.
Renee,
what I am
sorry.
Today.
Dan Wall.
Renee Bozarth, Artisans.
Oh, all right. Do we have any public comments? Go ahead, Audrey.
Oh.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give you all a recap of the 15th Annual Mannequins Project. Thank you all so much for supporting. We had 19 artists and designers that participated and 15 merchants. The Business Bucks winners were Alliance de Francais, Blueberry Hill, Avalon Exchange, and Starbucks in the Del Mar Loop. The winners were, the first place winner was Half Price Books. The second place winner was Millbrook Pharmacy, and audience favorite was Avalon Exchange. Our scholarship donors were Avalon Exchange, Blueberry Hill, In the Loop, and House of India. And also, the Mannequins Project will be featured in Town and Style tomorrow, so if you have a chance, pick up a copy of it. Thank you all so much for supporting this project. And our dates for next year, the kickoff is April the 26th. The installation is May 17th. And the finale will be June 8th. And thank you also to Washington University for the Castellini Department that held our this year. So thank you all so much again.
Thank you.
That was a great event. Joe?
There's a new book out called 7 Years in the City by Janet Holden, and she'd asked me to write the foreword to it, which I did, and the places featured in the book are Blueberry Hill, City Hall of University City, and the Moonrise Hotel. So it's a heavy book. Nice, well, it's got coverage. The new loop brochures, I just wondered, Jessica, if anybody's distributing to City Hall for the welcome packets. That's all been a helpful thing for new people coming in the area to learn about the area. And if any retail stores want them to hand out too, they're available. The building that you were in, Derek, is that being torn down, somebody said?
No, I don't believe so. I think he's actually, I heard through my electrician that he is now getting bids on trying to rehab the building. He's starting with the apartments up top and then working his way down.
Okay, well,
but I don't know if that's accurate, but that's what I've heard.
It's a nice building. I was just trying to hear that they might be tearing down.
I don't think so.
Ooh, that would be nice.
So there's a gen item that appears to the Walk of Fame stars. I'll wait till Ben make a comment on that. So the mural event was really good, and I think Pete Wallager, who kind of spearheaded that at the beginning and handed over his contacts to Jessica, who followed through and pulled it off, was really a good mural event, I think. So congratulations. Thanks to everybody that worked on that. Uh, The only thing about the mural thing that was not necessarily so great is that there was a guy named Task, I guess, anyway, who tagged one of Hugh Waller's murals before at Okie Dokie. And it was just kind of frustrating to see that he was brought in. It was frustrating for Pete, anyway, to see he was brought in for good reason. Is there a printed breakdown report, Jessica, or anybody that's Dan? Any breakdown report on that event?
On what, the murals? As what kind of report?
Well, just whatever you do for normal stuff, the financial, like how much was spent.
Are you asking me how much was spent?
Which items and all, just the different line items. It'd just be
in the mural, on the mural project.
There was a total of $129,000, and it was all submitted to EDRST for reimbursement and was approved, pending one credit card charge that we will discuss today later.
Okay, is there any report that just shows what it was all spent on? I'm just curious.
I have an Excel spreadsheet that breaks down where all of the different expenditures are, and of course that could always be shared with the capital.
That'd be great. That'd be great. That's all I have at the moment, I think.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Just a question for City Hall. Is that project on Kingsland, is that Fort Crescent Plumbing? Is that who's moving in here?
Crescent Plumbing opened some time ago, yes, the old Peachtree Save Lot, yeah.
That's a wonderful place.
Fabulous.
Amazing building. Very nice.
Is that the 7-Eleven Kingsland
Avenue? I'm not sure of the address of
the hotel.
Oh, 7-Eleven is the hotel?
Yeah.
That's the true hotel.
Okay.
That is back on. So
that's the $21 million that's being set aside for that. From
what's that?
That's from a prior city council, right? That was the True Hotel project. Yeah, the Crescent Plumbing got zero and asked for zero incentives from the city to move their business here.
What?
And their sales tax revenue is a wonderful sales tax revenue.
Yeah, they do a lot.
Huge amount.
Yeah.
I'm going in there this afternoon.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's just east of King.
So basically on the hotel project, the city is putting up to $21 million.
The city is not putting money into it. There's an incentive package that I'm sure that we can get you whatever information you want on. I think they wanted the same deal that we've been giving most of the businesses as they moved into the Olive and 170 project. So I'm sure that Brooke and I, we can get you what was passed at the, that's been one or two council meetings ago, yeah.
So they're industrial revenue funds. I'm not opposed or anything, I'm just asking a question for all.
But they're not in the area anyway. They're not in the LSPG. Are they?
No.
Okay.
All righty then. We have approval of minutes. Do I hear a first?
I'll propose it.
Propose it. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Approve. All right, the minutes are approved. University City updates. Mayor Brooke, do you guys have something?
Yeah, we can be pretty brief on this. So the good news, I'm sure that Captain Lemons is happy about too, is that with a couple of little hitches in our get along as we move forward, the city approved $25 million in certificates of participation to put the police stations back into the old building, the brand new state-of-the-art police station within a historic building. So those...
On your behalf.
That took a little bit too long. Sally brought up some old history that I thought maybe we'd gotten past, but evidently we got it. But to everybody, just so you know, it is kind of one of these wonderful deals that I think the city put up $2.5 million worth of collateral for $25 million worth of certificates of participation with us because we really had no debt, by the way, just so you know, we had no other debt. So the bonds actually probably sold probably about 15 minutes ago. There were 25 million of them offered and 41 million requests. So, well, very well oversubscribed, so that's nice. So the fund will be moving forward. The project will be moving forward. Again, on our part, we realized we took too long. Just so you know, we realized we took too long, but it sort of took us a little while to get all this done. We hope we've got a wonderful final project for everybody that will be a success for the entire community, in particular for our police force. There really wasn't much last night's meeting, other than for those of you who found about the city, Agudas, which is an old bottom in Del Mar, is going to tear down all of their structures and put up new structures. And they now will wrap around the entire southwest corner of Del Mar and Old Bonham with a new facility with more parking as well. One of the neighbors had the lots next door, so they made a deal to make those lots through Charlie Deutsch, blah, 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 blah. So that probably you'll see that project going. We have two more coffee shops going in, an Olive and 170, and then still negotiating with a couple of larger retailers then for a couple of the bigger spots. So other than that, is there anything else? I can't remember what else. Oh, the facade program. You're going to see a large number coming through for the facade program, which for those of you in the look, you may say, why is it so big? But we did $188,000 of facade improvements through the EDRST. A lot of that was money set aside in 23 that the business owners didn't get the project done. So it's coming through, but that's an awful lot of facade improvements for all and for just a few of the LSBD members as well. So, and then the EDRST meets this Thursday night, I believe. So, any questions for me on anything?
Just on the police station, I'm just definitely following closely. Once it's complete, will the temporary buildings be cleared off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've owned them way too long.
Yes.
I mean, you want them?
No, thank you.
we own them, huh?
They're fully depreciated. Yes, sir.
Yes. As I understand, City Hall is to be renovated. Is that correct? And then there was a challenge against that?
Well, City Hall is really not being renovated. There'll be enough money in the trips of precipitation if we can redo some of the leaks that we've got up top. But it's not, that's really not, so there's two buildings. There's the police station and then the old library and the annex. And one's going to become the court system because, as we've probably all a little bit forgotten, but during the Ferguson report, it was clear that people wanted to have the court system separate from where the police are housed. That it wasn't good to have the police and the courts in the same building. So the annex is going to be, I call it the annex, but the old library is going to become the courts building, and then the police will go back into the annex with all.
Well, maybe I'm talking about a different project. I understood in the media that there was a renovation, and then it was challenged by...
The challenge was by two former council members, and they dismissed their challenge last week when they realized when their lawyer said it doesn't look like we have much of a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
And so it was in my mind, it was a little bit of a regrettable situation that even came up, but it did. And so the spin that you're talking about is that the council chambers is on the fifth floor, and you're now going to have a court building as well with another chamber. And a couple of people got bent out of shape. Is the city council going to move from the historic structure to the new structure? I don't necessarily believe that we're moving. As the old guy on city council, I kind of like where I am. But I will also say to everybody in this room, you got one way in and one way out of the city council chambers on the fifth floor. And if you don't think I think about that, we have a contested issue coming up, because I'm the one who the police always come to and say, do we need to escort you down? So there is always a safety issue on that one, and there's also a really old elevator issue on that one, that if it doesn't work, everybody's taking stairs, six flights of them. So that's kind of where we are on that. You know, there's going to be pros and cons on both sides, but true to form, University City, we saved historic buildings. We are repurposing them, and we're putting them into a brand new police station. So if you get a chance, if you ever want to go to Clayton and see their police station, which is inside of a historic building that they then redid. So you're if you're seeing a modeling, that's kind of what you're going to see. Anything else from anybody?
No, but thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Do we have any security? Oh, Brooke, do you have something?
Just one additional update for you guys. The fiscal year 24 EDRST funds that you were awarded in the separate process have been carried over. So the funds you didn't spend. So those have officially been brought into this fiscal year for the trash cans, the Walk of Fame. So they will be available for use.
Okay.
How
fantastic.
Much is that?
I don't know the total, but
sizable?
Yeah, yes,
it's
you guys were awarded a little over $200,000 for extra, for additional projects. Any projects that were not reimbursed in 24 have been carried over to 25.
Fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
May I make one suggestion, and that is for any empty storefronts, at least, like specifically the new Combiner, I believe that's a gallery that recently moved out. There's still existing Combiner signage, and there needs to be some sort of leasing information on the window. I don't know who's in charge of that, but that's one example of many.
Steve, you have something to say?
We'll handle that one when it's appropriate.
Yeah. All
right. That too.
Do we have any security update?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Captain Lemons, I am not Captain Dana Morley or Lieutenant Shockley. Just real brief security updates. First, we want to thank Mayor Crow and the City Council for passing the bill and passing everything that needs to be done for the new police facility. We really appreciate that. We also want to thank Brooke Smith for facilitating the design and helping the police department put everything together, so she continued to do a fantastic job on that. Regarding some security updates, just real briefly, we want to just make sure everyone is reminded about obtaining any special use permits. If you're having an event, an outside event, wherein alcohol or any type of intoxicating beverage is being served, please make sure that you obtain a special use permit, any amplified noise, go through City Hall, and that way it can go properly up the chain of command. And then the city and the police department can provide any resources that it needs. Secondly, we want to continue to work with our community partners in regards to different types of the runs that have occurred. Working with Jessica Bueller, there were a few hiccups in the last Juneteenth run that we've worked through, that we're going to continue to work through, so next time we won't have so many traffic issues. We want to let you know that we are currently working on that as well. Mm-hmm. If there's any questions for the police department.
Where do you want us to, my tenants to go? To you?
Yes.
All right.
They can start with me.
Oh. Fair enough.
She doesn't have enough on her plate. That's what
well, she's inviting this on the plate.
Well, there's... Yeah, they can start with me. I'll make sure they get where they need to go.
Thanks.
All right. Any other questions for the police department? Once again, we thank you for all your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have anything from the university?
Not a lot. It's summertime. Thank you. And so classes begin August 26th, Monday, August 26th. So you start to see people back, students and others back in town around that time frame, probably the week before. So just that's it for the summer.
I'd like to thank Steve for sorting out the trash in the alley behind us. Wash you trash, blowing everywhere. That seems to be resolved. And the man from that department actually emailed me. It's very nice. Thank you.
Awesome.
Quick question for Brooke. There's one trash receptacle, City of Oakland, is on Melville to the south near the alley. And it's just all flowing out. I think the trash people don't know it's there to have to.
Okay. Let the public works director know.
Once again, I'd like to thank all of them how they're keeping the city there. Clean. It's nice.
All right. Next, we have the treasury report from Dan.
Okay. We had a starting balance on June 1 of $75,639, ending June 30, $119,102. Better than the stock market.
All right, thanks, Dan. Number 8 is credit card reimbursement. Jessica and Ryan had to spend like $5,000 on their own credit card in order to make this last event happen because our credit card at the time was not working or we didn't have access to it. So we need to make a motion to reimburse Ryan and Jessica. Jessica, what's the total amount?
The total amount is $4,984.23 to Barclaycard for 12 different transactions for the mural festival.
So do we have any discussion about that on paying them back?
So to be clear, the issue was that a check was made out to directly to the credit card company.
Right.
And that should not have occurred. So okay. You all have to approve that transaction for us to reimburse it. It should have been okay. the check should have gone directly to Jessica or Ryan.
Oh, okay.
And not to the credit card company.
Okay. So we're voting just to have them get reimbursed for that?
Yes.
Check. Okay.
To authorize us
to reimburse
it. To make the payment. Yes.
Okay.
To reimburse.
Sorry, Brooke. Thanks for the clarification.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I hear a first to reimburse?
I'll reimburse. I mean, whatever I need
Mary's
to do.
First. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Motion passes to reimburse the credit card. Next thing is Loop Marketing and Events. Jessica, do you want to speak at all about Loop Marketing and Events and about what's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Miles and I have something that we'd like to present.
Actually, I do like this. I'm sorry?
What's his name?
Miles.
So this is a poster that we had created. Here, I'll show the board to you what we have. And this was signed by all of the different artists that participated in the mural festival.
Very cool.
And so Miles had the great idea of creating this and he wanted to present it.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Event and that this will be the first year that all the artists can sign it, and this could be an annual tradition that we can carry this on each and every year as
Perfect.
We rebuild it. So,
thank you very much. Congratulations on a successful event.
Not all bad. That is very nice.
It's good. It's cool.
So, here we have
good,
one other
good
item.
Job, Miles.
Very cool. We got more artwork.
Oh.
So this was a community art piece that was done by the community during the mural festival. We just had people come up and express themselves on the board, and they, you know, had added. And so we decided to have one of the muralists who is present right here, Norm Forever, in the back. She did some finishing touches to the community art piece.
Oh, this is nice.
And this is actually will be given to the library. And so they'll be able to have it.
Great job, guys. Great job.
That's very cool.
Great job.
And thank you so much for putting the coating on it for us, too.
Awesome job.
All right.
And then.
So I think one of the things that we just wanted to talk to everybody about was just to open it up for just a minute to hear about the mural festival, what you guys thought about it. This was the first time we had ever done something like this. So we just wanted to hear what you guys thought of the artwork afterwards, the quality of the artwork, the people that it brought in. Have you seen people taking pictures of the artwork? Have you seen, you know, what kind of things have you seen it bring to the community? Pros, cons, what was working, not working? And we would just love to hear any of your unfiltered feedback about the mural festival.
It was great. It was well organized and really, really great. And it was fun watching the artists paint, especially the big ones like Finnish Island and like the Spirit of Montana, some of the really big walls. It was really nice.
No, I've had a lot of people comment on it, how nice it is. And I was with some friends of mine who don't come in the loop usually, yesterday, and they were walking around, they were talking about it. And I've seen people, a lot of people taking pictures.
I think the only thing I heard a lot was there was confusion about the two events, you know, the mural project in St. Louis and this one. So there was, you know, I don't know about the marketing of it or exactly how that all played out, but that was a piece of people were like, are you talking about the one in St. Louis? And I'm like, no, I'm talking about the one in on the Loop. So,
do you have any suggestions? Because I think anytime you do a new event, people might confuse it with a different event until you do it a couple times. Do you have any suggestions of what?
Well, I you know about the discriminating the marketing effort, you know, earlier with regards to. I mean, I don't know what was even happening in St. Louis. If that's something that goes on all the time or what? But I kept seeing that, but not stuff about the Loop, and then it was like. Then I talk to people about it, and they're like, well, you're talking about the one in St. Louis. I'm like, no, I'm talking about the one in the Loop. So I'm just saying there was some level of...
the one in St. Louis. I didn't even know about that.
Where was the one in St. Louis?
Well, there...
Yeah, so our idea was to do ours Memorial
Day.
Because
I didn't really
hear anything. Yeah, well, that's not my point. There was just some sort of confusion, because I was reading both of them, too, and I was like, just so that would be clear. Because I know you were going to try to do it ongoing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Assuming that, you know, we want to hear from you, do you guys want to see this? Is something that's happening again?
Yeah,
yes.
I think everyone.
Building, please do next.
Yeah. What do you want doing next?
We've had a lot of landlords reach out to us.
There's been a lot of requests to get that one painted. After they saw that everyone else it was painted nicely, they're like, please get the yellow one painted.
Which Where's the yellow one?
Is the AT&T building?
Oh, God, yes. Mm.
Oh,
Lord, help us.
That'd be great. That'd be really great if we could do that. But we had lots of landlords after the fact reach out to us, and they want to be on the list next year. So I think it was a great event. It makes the Loop look great. Jessica and Ryan and Miles did an awesome job, and all the artists. So I think it was awesome.
Yeah, we're hoping next year to work with Samantha, and hopefully that we can make it on both sides of the Loop. But, you know, this year we had never...
The 18th,
yeah. That's yours.
Yeah.
No, it really isn't.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, I'm just excited to have something art related because I know we've talked a lot about, or people keep talking about, we want to make this an art district. And so, to me, I'd like to see it just the beginning so that we're talking about, we've thrown a lot of stuff out, art fairs and different things, and there's stuff going on down there and that whole connection, but I think we really have to put some energy, and I mean, not just talking about it, but I mean, that took a while to get started, but it's something to really take off on now. And so if we could have that and then pair other events with it as well, you know, I mean, that, you know, I think we just got to keep moving on that whole picture, and I'm not sure the best way, because it's been about a year and a half now since we took over Artisans. And, you know, that was really cool. But in order to get some new life going, we got to kind of keep the ball rolling. And I'm not exactly sure. We could talk about all this, but, you know, I'm willing to put myself out there. But I kind of not exactly still trying to get my arms around how do we make it happen.
We'll make you the head of the committee.
Hey,
no, let's do it.
I'm more than happy to be the head of the committee.
Let's
you know,
do it.
And trying to stir up those conversations. But I know they're, you know, I know a lot of people have a lot on their plate, and hey, I'm, you know, so do we. But you know, it just doesn't happen out of thin air if we don't make it happen. So I don't know. Let's make a motion or do something to, you know, can we talk about it every time or something?
Sure. Hey. Yeah, we can put it on the, we can definitely put it on the agenda, and we can definitely keep it going.
One thing I think would be helpful is that as we think about EDRST applications, is that if the board is interested or wanting to make a formal motion that we want to do this again, or, you know, do we want to do this again to set
our
intentions?
Might be helpful, because I know last year I proposed something for, you know, Artisans along these lines to kind of push it forward, but again, it's just, it's sort of me and my little world. If we could, you know, think a little bit broader outside of trash cans and things like that in terms of IRS funds. I mean, I know we need those things, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To put forth the same type of mental energy and thinking about how that works and how the funding would work, then we might get somewhere with it.
I mean, there's a history with, like, just the sculptures that we used to do with Wash U. And I think maybe another idea is just we need to get more involved with the Wash U Art Department. There's a lot of artists out there,
awesome,
a lot
yeah.
of creative people.
Yes.
And it's a good way for the, like, I did it with Carl Safe when we did something in the plaza years ago. But you can get the students involved as part of their classes, and they can use...
Yeah.
You can say, okay, here's the
I mean, I just think
the
there's so
loop.
Many
Do
opportunities,
something.
Yeah, but it's just got to get some legs on it somehow, somewhere, you know?
Right.
Or we'll just be talking about it again
Correct.
Next
yeah.
year.
We'll put it on the agenda each time.
For okay.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm curious, as you look to make this potentially an annual event, if the number of murals this year was, right, too low, too high, and as you look ahead, and especially, it's great to hear that maybe this will cross borders and
right.
the other side of it, but is there enough inventory of wall space that makes sense for this to be not just an annual event for 3 years, but an annual event for a long period of time? Have you anybody looked at how many opportunities there are up and down the loop?
Yeah, so we have, with Google Maps, we have gone up and down the street over and over and over again. So sometimes Dan will get messages from me on Saturday saying, hey, can we do the squares above the W Karaoke building? Because, you know, there's 8 squares on each side above the W Karaoke building. Or can you reach out to Maya and Felix who own the Blips building? And they said, no, you can't do it. So I think that each time we do another building, somebody else sees it, and we try to connect to another person. And I think as we were doing the market, then we have reached out to you to say, hey, what about the building across the way? So I think that the more we're talking about it, the more conversations we're having. But the goal is to continue reaching out to each building owner and to say, are you interested? What would that look like for you if you were interested? And I think sometimes as people are seeing it now, then they're coming back and saying, I didn't think about doing it in this space, or I didn't think about how it would look there. But now that I saw how it was in the Tivoli, or now I saw how it was on Dan's building, how we took some of the squares and made it like a picture frame, you know, trying to... making people think outside of the box. So I think we want to keep approaching people, and we want to create that inventory before the next year to say, hey, you know, maybe Samantha and I can work together and say, okay, we have 15 different locations, 7 people say that they're in, let's see if we can talk to the other people along the way. So I think that's kind of the approach. All right, any other feedback? Yes. As an artist, we'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah, as somebody that actually participated in the Mural Fest for the first year, it went over really well. We do this for a living, and we do, you know, 3 to 5 Mural Fests a year for the last 10 years. So for this, you did a wonderful job. So, you know, really appreciate everyone's hard work to make this really successful. And as you said, building-wise, a lot of people don't have the vision for what a mural could look like. A lot of times they see, you know, art students or things like that, and that's what they think that a mural fest could potentially be. But when you do actually bring in professionals, then all of a sudden a lot of building owners are like, well, hey, I didn't really think about it in that context, you know, and it kind of gives other people ideas of things that they could, you know, potentially talk to an artist, work with them together. A lot of the pieces that we do, we are in contact with the building owners. So when we are slotted for a building, you know, different artists then have conversations with the building owner, with the community, see what the purpose of the building is and the business. And then that's how you kind of elevate the area and elevate the community, and everyone kind of gets what they want. So yeah, applause for a successful event. It was really, really fun. We've only gotten great feedback from everyone that participated. So yeah, thank you so much.
And as recent transplants to the city, it was nice to have reason to come out, spend a couple of weeks in the loop, and get to know like a whole different part and the whole history of the loop. And it opened up, you know, kind of to new roads and places that we like to go regularly now. So
that's actually true. We do the mural event in St. Louis every year. And it was nice that this was on a different weekend, and so then we could also promote it in that way of saying, no, this is something different, this is a new city. And we've only lived here for 6 months, and it's been something that has made us come back, like you said. We found places that we like to eat, we found places that we like to go from this experience, and also bringing a lot of people that don't have an experience with U City the same way that they do St. Louis.
Well, thank you. I did not pay her to say that.
Well said.
I was like,
yeah, that was very well said.
Appreciate. I mean, I think that was the goal. is we want people to come down here and see something interesting, and that we don't just hope the loop is interesting, but we make it interesting. And like Renee said, that we have a intentional effort in advance of what we're doing, and that this group together, we have a likeness of what it is we want to do, and I do feel some energy around this. So, yeah, I'm excited about it, and I hope to continue it moving forward. So, thank you.
Thank you for your efforts, all of you.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys did great. As far as all the other stuff that we have in the loop events, marketing, like the trash receptacles, the power washing, the trash pickup and cleanup, the repairs to the Walk of Fame, we were waiting for, like Brooke said, we were waiting to get to make sure that we could carry that money over into the following year. So now that we can get started on all of those projects as well. So we were kind of holding off on getting those done. Yeah, Joe.
Speaking of the Walk of Fame, Jennifer Lewis, a great actress and comedian, is getting inducted to Cinema's Walk of Fame this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Right in front of Sway, across the street from the Moonrise Hotel. And it's free. People can show up and hear her speak. She's pretty pumped. She's flying in from the West Coast for it. And she's pretty excited about it.
Awesome.
She's already done a ton of interviews on newspaper, TV, and radio already. And she's willing to do tons of work. She's that excited about it. Some people are pretty quiet and low-key. She's not. She's high energy and very, very funny.
Awesome. Great. Do we have any old business to discuss?
Oh, one more thing about the loop. When you start repairing the stars, the loop rock plaque, informational plaque, will start to pop up. And before somebody takes a crowbar and steals it and sells it for scrap, it might be worth adding that to your list. Or maybe just walk the loop one more time and make sure you get everything.
Okay.
But it's great to get it done.
It's finally starting. I know it's been a process. So, okay. Do we have any new business?
What about the trees?
No, Jesse got back in town late last night. He had been on vacation. He took the day off today, so that's why he's not here. He's going to reach out to Brooke to talk about funding and how to structure that moving forward, I hope, today.
Would WashU be willing to participate and contribute to fiscally to the trees?
Here,
I left you speechless.
That's and then we need to vote to go to a closed session just to discuss a couple of things.
I will vote.
Does anyone vote to go to a closed session?
I will.
Okay, do I hear a second? Okay. I believe that's it, guys. The meeting is adjourned at 9:42. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, people.
Thanks, Brooke.